The Afterworlds podcast is a linear storytelling experience that is best listened to from the beginning. If you haven't listened from the start, we recommend it, as it will greatly improve your experience. If you're all caught up, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the end of the world.
No, it's just
the Afterworlds podcast.
How's it going, Wastelanders? I'm your host, Parker, with, well, the Bramble Lady.
Hello.
Coming to you this week from out of the bunker and onto the roof of WKZED Junktown Radio. Together, we're going to have dinner. Broadcasting through all time and space still somehow, using our Android companion as a transmitter, which definitely violates obscure end-user license agreements. This is the last talk radio show on Earth, and like I said, sorry, I kind of double-booked us, like, the dinner and, you know, well, the job that I got to do, or... You know, people around here might eat me.
No. I love being recorded, so I don't mind this a bit.
I really like the way that the microphones fit so well on this table. And I don't know where somebody found this tablecloth to make this old card table that's on the roof so fancy. And, you know, I actually thought that we didn't have any candles, because every time I asked everybody, I was like, well, we could just use candles for stuff. They would immediately say, candles don't exist, they're extinct, and a bunch of stuff. But there's obviously some candles here.
There are certainly things on fire.
No, Parker, clearly not quite. Those are just little electrical candles. Like, look, I can turn it on and off.
Oh.
On and off. Yeah, candles are not real. We keep telling you that.
Dude, Two-Fist, quit interrupting their dinner. Get back here. Come on.
Oh, this isn't a group thing. Gotcha.
Oh,
my bad.
Do we want to make it a group thing?
I mean, that last time I saw you was quite the ordeal. But no, you guys have your fun.
Okay. Invitation's open.
It's okay. I have dinner with Two-Fist, like, all the time. I'll just be, like, eating something, and then he walks over, and he puts his hand when I'm eating, and then he just takes some.
Oh, like this?
Oh, yeah. No, pretty much like that.
Man, you dibs his food mid-meal? I didn't know you were that ruthless, man.
Oh, dude, he needs to learn.
You know, I'd have to say that I like the way that you are able to take all of those brambly vines, those thorny bush... I guess vines is the word.
Yeah, vines is accurate.
And turn them into, like, an elegant ball dress.
Yeah, I thought I should spruce myself up a little bit for our second date, you know? Really show off the merchandise of what you could have.
Dude, did you catch that? She made a pun. And there's no frying pan.
Man, our boy Park is a real cunning linguist, this one.
I even got a brand new sailor's hat. Fresh and crisp, directly out of the crate.
Yeah, I was wondering, there was something different about you, you know, a sense of cleanliness and confidence that I really find appealing, Parker.
It could be the drugs.
Harvey, I've been pissing in that crate.
I knew the aroma was familiar. I just couldn't place it.
Shh, maybe he doesn't notice.
Maybe he'll think it's cologne.
It has a really manly stench to it.
Oh, yeah, no, Two-Fist has been peeing in the box.
Oh.
Oh, you knew.
You know, I've never tried water sports, but I'm willing to throw down.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how to swim. I make my handy-dandy servant robot clean each and every one of them every time Two-Fist does it.
Oh, I see.
Harvey.
Yeah? Huh? Yeah?
I've been pissing in Brad's cleaning unit.
That explains that smell. You know, I just couldn't quite place it. I knew it was familiar.
But then he's also been peeing in the robot, and so I've been having the robot rebottle it all as Two-Fist brand beer.
He thinks that I don't recognize my own brand labels.
You can call it Two-Pissed.
That's actually a really good idea.
You're welcome.
All we did last time was I took you down to the bunker and we watched Biodome 2, and then we watched Biodome 2 again with the director's commentary on, and, you know, that was pretty fun, but I think I should probably ask to, you know a little bit more about you, because as far as I know, so far, you're the Bramble Lady, and one time you stole my pants.
Yeah, I had to get a keepsake out of that whole situation since, you know... you kind of left me on the edge.
Oh, yeah. No, there was an electric car and a guy who sold diamonds out of a dumpster. And then there was Two-Fist and Harvey.
Hey, that's us.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with those two.
Hey. Well, that was right before we met the pirate. And then we went to the mushroom gambling den. It all started because somebody stole some of your berries.
Yeah, dark berries. Yeah. I've been working on getting that, copyrighted so that people aren't so keen on that. Taking those and using them for their own uses.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you ever find that guy in the electric car? I smashed a bunch of those berries in his black back seat so you'd recapture him. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I made a short work of him, certainly.
Oh, I think she's talking about his Johnson.
Oh, I knew he wasn't packing anything to do.
No, I mean, it wasn't a Johnson, it was an Edison.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, he had a small Edison.
Always going for stealing other people's work.
It was a mid-size, at least. Okay, but yeah, so why is it that, you know, people are always trying to steal the berries that you've got growing on the, you know, entire half of a giant city full of brambles? I mean, do you really need all of them, or are you like gonna sell them? Do you put them in jars?
It's not so much about the owning of them. It's about the respect from other people. You know, they're taking what's mine, what I've grown with my efforts, and they're taking that. I can't stand for that. It doesn't matter that they grow like weeds, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. Like, do you ever, like, give them to people as, like, gifts?
Certainly as a bit of a dowry. Once in a while, you know, it makes a great wine with them too, so I have been known to give them out, but only for certain suitors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've got a dowry pillow, and like, there was a... I know that my mom used to dress me up when it was cold in my dowry jacket.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same thing, Parker. You know, you're really beautiful, and that's all you really need in this world.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I'm not sure that that's true because I didn't hear a ding.
Oh yeah, we put a DJ on silent mode for you guys' rendezvous.
Oh, is that thing that's vibrating over there? Because it's been giving me all sorts of shivers.
Oh, that's not him.
Whoa, dude. Their date. Get back in the kitchen. Good sir, good madam. I will be your waiter today. Your menus. And pick anything that you'd like. A fresh appetizer. We have a variety that has come from our local food court.
Well, you know, I super appreciate that you brought the Bramble Lady here a full-looking menu. But why did I just get a napkin that says, "Shut up, Parker"?
I got that switch. The freeze-dried burrito.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was going to order.
Oh, Parker, look, they have lady fingers.
Oh.
Wouldn't you like some of those in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. No, last time I had something like that, it was they tricked me into eating human jerky, so.
Fool you once, right?
Yeah, or, I mean, I guess four times, but.
Hey, you know, they say for the charm. So lady fingers for you, my good lady.
Now, what's the chef's special tonight?
Oh, the chef's special? Yes, what's your special?
Give me a second.
Oh, I'm going to make something up. today, our chef's special is a seared pusberry with brown butter and lemon pan sauce.
Did you hear that? Seared pusberry, Parker. Is that sort of the thing you're into?
I mean, I don't know what half of those are. I think in my backpacks and bedrolls runner's guide, it would say that a seer is somebody who knows a lot of stuff about, you know, like magic and and, you know, mysticism. So, I mean, if the pusberry is that important, why would you eat him?
Well, if that is not up your alley, we also have a nice sheet pan rad potato hash with slices of double dill on the side.
Oh, double dill. We'll take two.
Right away, madam. Parker, you dropped your napkin.
Oh, yeah, my napkin.
Darn it, I can't take a hint. Dude, I tried. All right, man, I tried.
So, Parker, do you have a lot of siblings?
Oh, I mean,
Is your family very fertile?
It really depends on what you consider a sibling. But I am an only child.
Okay, not a deal breaker. Have lots of cousins in the family?
Well, when it comes to people who aren't Parker, I have met four humans in my life. So I don't think I know if I have any other family.
Okay, unknown, a man of mystery, you know, we'll figure it out as we go along. I can roll with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're quite mysterious yourself. I mean, so you've got, what, you own half of Landport now? Maybe even more. I saw that, you know, after we kind of bankrupted the My Sicilian gambling dens, you look like you were moving on over to the other side as well.
We are certainly growing our empire, you know, real grassroots movement that's kind of reaching out into getting more of Landport. You know, I can't really get into all the details of it, but the work you did on the consortium has really expanded horizons for me personally.
Oh, yeah. That's quite exciting to hear. I mean, I also probably wouldn't understand any of the details. So, I mean, I guess we're in a win-win situation here.
All right, Harvey just came back saying nonsensical words about the food you wanted, so I've just decided this is a prepared menu. To start, we have some melted fondue for the lady, with some cheese and bread and meats to dip. For Parker, here is your can of cheese whiz and crackers.
Excellent. It looks like all of this came out of the bunker.
Oh no, the cheese has dripped all over my chest. How else am I gonna get this off of me?
Oh no, the wood on that, you know, on your treasure box is really, really covered in cheese. Let me get that here. We wouldn't want your treasure chest to get ruined.
Parker, your napkin.
Oh, my napkin! It says, shut up, Parker, again.
No, use the goddamn... It's a napkin!
Oh, God, oh. It could be... A thing can be two things.
I thought you were trying to give me some sort of a hint.
Just avoid the...
It turns out that you were just giving me some sort of a hint.
Just avoid
I am
thorns.
Gesturing wildly here, you know. Can you just do something about this for me? Oh, don't give yourself a sliver, honey.
Oh, don't worry about it. I've rubbed down my fair share of planks.
I never pictured Parker for a woodworker, but he's got the hands for it.
Ooh, he's less of a Parker, more of a carpenter.
Get back in the goddamn kitchen.
I sucked, I'm sorry. Alright, I'm gonna cook. You fucking get him.
Yeah. Can I top off anybody's drinks?
Oh. Oh yeah, no, we have drinks. Well, you know, I usually just use the soda fountain downstairs, so I don't even... What do people drink outside of the bunker?
Well, knowing you, I made sure to get a pitcher of our finest soda on draft. For the lady, she has more options, so I was kind of looking at what she would enjoy to drink.
What are your non-piss-based options tonight?
Oh, of course, my lady. So, we have a fine moonshine that I have been distilling in the back of the radio station. We also have a couple of IPAs that I stole from the My Sicilians. Very good for hallucinating. As well as some Two Fist brand beer, which is very, very fine vintage. Some of my best, I might say.
If you want the paint to stay on your treasure chest, I would stay away from the Two Fist brand beer. It's just as good as paint thinner.
Oh, she's never had an issue with me getting a little paint off a chest.
Yeah, 'cause there's never been much from you anyway. I'll take the moonshine, honey.
Of course. With or without ice cubes?
Without ice cubes, thank you.
Oh, a lady with a refined palate.
You know, I really like it dry.
That explains so much.
So, with everybody just, you know, constantly stealing berries from you and you being able to track them down unerringly with some sort of supernatural sense on where they have taken your berries, like some sort of, like, biological tracking device, why did you sign up for OK Cryptid? It seems like you would meet a lot of people.
You know, I'm really just trying to put myself out there a bit more, you know? I'm so tired of all these guys in Landport, you know? They don't have much to offer, so I've been trying to, you know, find a bit further, expanding my radius, as it were. You know, yeah, people steal the berries and I can meet them that way, but you don't really want to meet a thief for, you know, a life partner. Yeah.
You're kind of starting out on the wrong foot there.
Exactly, you know? I want someone with a little bit morality to him. Someone that I can shape to be someone that suits me.
Well, B, stop having such sweet berries and we won't want the juice.
Aren't you supposed to be cooking juice. Something in the back?
Oh, shit! My chicken!
Yeah, because the juice is worth the squeeze. By the way, here's your sheet pan rad potato hash with side of sliced double dill. Yes, I can make that, thank you.
I just want to make sure that I mention that I've never seen Harvey cook something that didn't involve tumors. So this will be an adventure here, right? Like, either one, this will be really good, or two, we're going to find tumors. So it'll either be like a game or dinner.
Well, here, I'll feed you off of my plate, and you can feed me off of yours, and we'll see who wins.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh. Well, is it the first person that finishes the plate that wins?
Sure, whatever works for you.
All right, open really wide, here it comes.
Yay,
I win!
Uh-huh, yeah,
Find the tumor, how romantic. I think he forgot that I named all my children after potatoes. I don't think he put two and two together.
Harvey, are those just your goddamn tumors?
I mean, yeah. I mean, but they're good food as long as you got the right spices, and I got the spices.
Oh, dude. Here I am making chicken confit, and you're feeding him your tumors.
Not damn it, man. You gotta have the second course to outdo the first. I'm setting you up, bro.
Oh, okay. Then I'm gonna go finish my sauce.
All right, yeah. Shall I? Here, Two-Fist, hand me the plate. I'm going to go and offer up the next course.
Oh, okay. This is a bolognese. It's a fish soup infused with saffron, orange, thyme, and chili. Make sure you explain that.
Perfect. I've got it locked down. Steel trap in my mind. All right, I'm going to grab those. And... sir, madam, may I offer to you a word from this sponsor?
No, don't talk about that one.
Made from the innards of the Canadian Midwestern Boho Snake Squid Worm, I present you... Oh my goodness. Flem Brulee. Oh. Find the tumor! Hey, kids! Are you waiting for that next game that's just gonna...
Oh, Harvey, come check out my new sticker, dude.
It's holographic. That's neat.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. It says LARPUB.
Oh, you should probably get a VPN if you're going to search that. Where'd you get that sticker anyway?
Oh, I mean, I got it from ko-fi.com/UdoMakesStuff. Udo Sticker Store.
Wait, was that ko-fi.com/UdoMakesStuff?
Correct. That's ko-fi.com/UdoMakesStuff. He makes some fucking rad ass stickers. Like, do you even LARP, bro?
But why though?
Why the fuck not?
Oh, that's just one of the other stickers. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, were you guys talking about me?
God damn it, go back in your hole!
Oh, damn it, sorry guys.
That was weird. How come every time we mention this Udo character, this Parker keeps popping up?
Wait, hey, did you guys say my name again?
God, no!
Okay, bye.
Goddamn Parker just ruining stuff. But anyway, I think I'm gonna take this, the witch and her swordsman one, and put it like on the back of my helmet and see what it does.
Oh, nice. I think I might go with, there's the king I married and put it on myself because, you know, it's always good to love yourself.
I don't know.
And, you know, I'm going to get that from
ko-fi.com/UDO
make stuff. Udo make stuff.
Aw, what'd it do? But anyway.
Mommy says it's in my head.
You win.
Put the finger in the hole in the right direction. Don't take it out too early. Oops, they just bled out. Triage is the game of keeping your friends alive after a firefight. Do you have what it takes to keep your friends?
I got a hole in me.
Quick, better plug it.
Don't worry, I've got you.
Ah, thanks, pal. You're really saving my beans. Now, what's that timer? The timer's going off. Why'd you put your finger back? Put your finger back.
That triage.
And we're back.
Did you at least tell him about the saffron?
Damn it. It was time, dude. The light was blinking. And, you know, DJ had the knife, and he was coming at me.
He's stationary.
This commercial soup or whatever it is that Two-Fist made is pretty good.
It's not bad. I can certainly taste the thyme in it.
At least someone gets me.
What do people talk about when they hang out? Because, like, when I'm hanging out with the Council of Parkers, we talk about, like, what kind of socks we're going to wear next week and take care of little, like, to-do list action items. What do people talk about when they're hanging out? You're like a, you know, important businesswoman who's taken over an entire town. And, like, I guess it's really like the word would be like mogul.
You know, I find that to be a bit of an aggressive term, you know. Businesswoman is just fine, you know. I'm not, like, taking over mom-and-pop shops, though I am taking over mom-and-pop shops. I'm just expanding things. But on situations like this where we're, you know, on a date, you know, we might ask each other questions about our future, you know, how are you good with kids, you know, how many kids do you want, things like that.
Oh, the 14th.
What now?
You asked about the date?
Oh, no, we're on a date right now. You and me, we're having dinner.
Yeah, the 14th.
No.
Yeah.
Parker, we're on a date.
Where did his napkin go?
Where's the napkin? I want to show you this again.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, she's on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, this napkin says, shut up, Parker.
Yeah. So, you know, I really want to have a lot of kids in the future. I see that for me. I want to have, like, lots of proteges to spread out my seed, as it were. And, you know, I would ask you, what do you think of that?
Oh, that, I mean, that sounds like a pretty good goal, especially for somebody who's like, you know, I mean, are your seeds inside the berries? That brings a whole new thing. When somebody made jam out of your berries, were they making jam out of your babies?
That's a really grim way to look at it, but yeah, you know, sometimes people get my seed inside of them, but really what I want is people to put their seed inside of me.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of, I guess, like, a little bit of horticulture? Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't say, like, whore. No, I would not say whore.
Yeah, that's aggressive, Parker. Jeez.
Rude. Hold on, I'm going to play interference. If you are ready, I have your desserts we have made for you, harvested from the local Canadian Midwestern Bahul Snake Squidworm, some phlegm roulée.
Oh, they found it!
No, this one came from the albino, from the apparently local harvest from one Saskatchewan John.
Oh.
You're botching this, man. Like, talk about all your good stuff. Like, you know, you're making cheese and stuff or whatever.
You think my cheese is good?
No, shut up. No, I'm just like...
Did you do the fire thing?
Oh, hold on. That'll do it. You want to blow that out? No, Parker, blow that out.
Oh, I'll blow it for you.
Every time I look at it, it just sets on fire again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, boys, this is how you do a blowjob.
Oh. That's...
What a woman.
Oh, it's on fire again.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's like yin and yang. Look at this. Like, she keeps putting it out, and he keeps just lighting it up.
Okay, well, Harvey says I should tell you about the businesses that I've got going on. Did you know that I sell drugs?
Oh, you're into pharmaceuticals.
Chems! The chems!
Yeah. So my parents left me just an insane amount of super science experimental chemicals. And so I put them in soap. And then I slather them on my body. And then... Yeah, I do that every day.
Oh, well, would you give me a product demo sometime? You can slather your soap all over my body?
You know, I've never actually had anyone else actually successfully use them. Almost every other time I send somebody home with some of it, they just never talk to me again. They, like, leave the station, and then we never hear from them ever again. Like, they could just send us an email at theelevatorhour@gmail.com to tell us of how it worked when they took the soap. But, I mean, it's like nobody ever emails us.
It's theelevatorhour@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's the one.
He never turns off.
But yeah, so like, we could, I got another, I actually have like two other businesses. I sell Parker's Pickled Possum Cheese. Which is, so I have a bunch of, I don't tell the guys, but I let, like, I don't know, 9 giant possums move into the station, and they, like, have a big issue with, like, I don't know if you know about this, but, like, mutant possums, they're about the size of a VW bus, right? They're pretty big. And... being mammals, they lactate. And being giant and mutated, they don't do it correctly. So they just kind of leak milk all the time.
Oh, so you're not there, you know, working their nipples.
Oh, no. I just put buckets under them.
Okay,
just kinda
okay.
Like, kind of like drip catch pans.
Mm-hmm.
Parker, did you say you have 9 of those things here?
Oh, yeah, you're here. I forgot. Yeah. Yeah, no, 9.
I've been listening to you on the radio in the kitchen. I'm about 9 seconds behind you, you jackass.
That makes sense, yeah. No, I've got 9 of them.
Oh, Miss Swiss is going to kill us.
But yeah, so then I collect the milk from the possums, and then I got taught how to preserve food. So what I learned was that you can make milk into cheese, which is a way of preserving it. And then you can also preserve food by pickling it. So I've just double preserved it.
Okay. All right. You know, you're resourceful. I can appreciate that.
And then I invested in cryptocurrency.
Oh, really? Tell me all about that.
Oh, it's the first time anyone's actually ever said that.
Sir, your napkin, sir.
Oh. Oh, the napkin says, don't talk about cryptocurrency.
Very good, sir.
Pending!
But yeah, so I guess, yeah, I mean, I've got a couple of businesses of my own. And also, I may or may not have been directly involved in a 5-way war.
Okay, so it sounds like you have a lot of fingers and a lot of pies, you know, and if you're in a 5-way, you know, I can work with that too, you know. I usually only go up to about 4, but I can, you know, make some space.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about putting fingers in pies. I think a baker would be really mad about that.
Oh, you have someone on the side?
On the side of what?
You know.
I mean, yes, there's actually about 15. Just by the sounds that I'm hearing right now, there should be... 4 on the north build side of the building in the glue traps, and then 9 on the south side is from what I'm hearing. I'm getting really good at judging how many Joeys are stuck to the side of the building. So,
okay,
I do have
right.
People on the side. Yeah,
kinky. I'm into it. Okay, you know, polyamory. It's really big and hot. You know, I'm looking more for a traditional relationship. So you'd have to cut a bunch of those down.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a polyglot.
And he cuts down these joeys on the regular. So, I mean, that's a pretty common occurrence. I never left
Mr.
the table,
Heartbreaker.
By the way. I just want to point out, I've been standing here awkwardly waiting for my tip.
Oh.
Give him a tip, Parker.
Yep, looks like, yeah, okay. Don't eat dogs.
You're wrong.
That dinged.
Nailed it.
All right, I'm done. I can't go back out to that table. Your turn.
Dude, I can't stop watching from in here. It's like, I've literally seen a train wreck, and this is very close.
He doesn't. Parker just doesn't.
Literally, he's just so Parker. It's insane.
Oh, your arms are so soft.
Yeah.
You know, I really... You could hold somebody really tight at night with these.
Yeah, somebody actually recently cut off one of my hands, and it regenerated.
Oh.
So that's like a fresh hand.
Okay, fresh and
I'm still
soft.
Really angry about that. Those guys really just let my hand go really easily.
Was that us?
I wouldn't put it past us.
Over the next couple of weeks, things are going to get a little busy around here. I hear that the war should be starting anytime soon, that we might get attacked by the Joeys, or by, I guess you'd call her the Raider Queen, but, I mean, it's just Tiffany, and that's even a scarier name than the Raider Queen.
And my children.
Do you have anything big coming up, Bramble Lady?
Oh, I don't know. I was certainly hoping something big would come up tonight, but, you know, seems we're taking it slow.
Oh.
Parker.
Parker. Yeah, what's going on, Two-Fist?
Dude, I think she's hinting that she wants you to go to bed, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, it's really good to see you. You seem to be keeping well.
You know, I'm really keeping it tight, you know, doing lots of yoga, trying to keep my form fit, and, you know,
Great things about Pilates.
Yeah, it's really great. You know, I feel like I really hit a low in my life when I last interacted with you two, but, you know, I'm really turning it around at this point.
Hey, no, I it's healthy, and I'm loving seeing this, and oh, he's coming back, hold on.
Yeah, Harvey, come here. I think we got it, buddy. I think we got it. Here he goes. Watch this.
Okay, well, I got a little bit of a little bit of an inside piece of information, because, as you know, this is one of my first times really like hanging out with other people, and I had to get a little bit of a tip to understand what was going on, and it seems like
here it is, bud.
You are interested in me going to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to see your sheets with you. You know.
Okay, well, I. You know, I think I can do that. Hey, Brad.
Why, hello, Parker.
I'm going to need you to get my bed ready. I know it's a little bit early, but yeah. Make sure the nightlight's on.
Oh, why, yes.
Okay. All right, everybody. Well, I'll see everybody later.
No.
Okay. And wait for her, and wait, and the doors are closed. And what?
The doors
and
are closed.
And he's gone.
So, am I...
Well,
he'll come back, right?
No, like, I don't think he is.
So he didn't get it all that I wanted to fuck him?
Oh, not at all. But, hey, I got a bunch more booze. You want to get plastered down in the bunker? Fuck with him in his sleep?
You know what? I would love that.
All right.
The Afterworlds podcast was recorded in an improv setting with very little preparation or guidance. Harvey Barrel was voiced by Hunter O'Gwynn. Jackson Two-Fist McGill was voiced by Wes Johnson. Parker was voiced by Udo Long. The Bramble Lady was voiced by Ashley Taylor. Make sure to go check out her artwork at Falling Rocks Dice on Instagram. If you'd like to hear more of Hunter and Wes, check them out on the Role Playing Grenade podcast on all major podcast platforms. This podcast and its production is funded entirely by the community and its hosts. So if you'd like to get involved, head on over to patreon.com/afterworldspodcast. There's a link in the description. And you can check us messing around on TikTok @TheAfterworldsPodcast. Thanks for listening.